Passenger rail service could be returning to Pensacola and other Gulf Coast cities. A VIP train is scheduled to travel across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida next month to gauge that possibility. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Hosted by Amtrak President Joe Boardman, a group of elected officials, civic leaders, and others will be aboard for a close-up look at infrastructure and to get an idea of the advantages, economic, cultural, and mobility, that passenger rail has to offer.
The inspection train will operate from 14 stops all the way from New Orleans to Jacksonville.
Mark Maglieri is an Amtrak spokesman in Chicago.
Our trip will begin in New Orleans. We'll depart on the morning of the 18th. We'll overnight in Pensacola and originate from there the morning of the 19th and go from Pensacola to Jacksonville.
Before Hurricane Katrina in 2005, Amtrak's Sunset Limited passenger line ran from New Orleans to Los Angeles. East of New Orleans, the route was overseen by CSX Railroad and hauled freight. Greg White, who chairs the Southern Rail Commission, says Katrina could lead indirectly to expanding the passenger route eastward.
That was an every other day service. We're asking for daily service 7 days a week from New Orleans to Orlando. The old original service line went to Jacksonville. We're asking to extend it. We think this train will provide destination vacation opportunities as well as accommodate business travel.
Speaking in Mobile at a meeting to discuss Amtrak restoration and expansion last month, White said interest had begun to pick up steam about a year and a half earlier, and in the month after the meeting, even more so.
I am being fed copies of articles on the inspection train and the return of Gulf Coast service almost daily, sometimes two and three a day. So I do know that there's a lot of interest along the Gulf Coast in seeing this return. So far, I've not had anybody express discontentment.
SRC members have also been talking with some of the region's congressmen who appear to be warming to the notion. Amtrak officials are also in the mix.
I can tell you the Southern Rail Commission over the last 3 or 4 years in particular has made a number of trips to meet with our congressional delegation. And those trips have been extremely fruitful. We have felt that they've been supportive and encouraging in our efforts. So it would only make sense that they're excited at the progress that we're seeing.
When you look at travel, it's not just a mode of travel, but it's an experience for the family. And I think the people that have traveled by train, they enjoy the experience. So it'll be interesting to see if we can add this amenity to our community.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward says much of the infrastructure already is in place downtown, including the building that once housed the train station.
Right there behind Bagelheads on Heinberg Street. It's a great location, and I think, you know, many people have been talking about it since I've been in office. This was a great opportunity to explore it.
After the run of the inspection train, SRC Chairman Greg White says they'll conduct further studies, part of which to involve a recent Amtrak survey on feasible service options and other needs.
For rail enhancements, safety enhancements, you know, there may even be a bridge that has to be addressed. I'm not aware of anything like that because freight rail is traveling these tracks every day. So it's accommodating the load, but for passenger rail to maintain a certain speed through the trip, then there may be some enhancements that are needed.
All talk aside, just when can Gulf Coast residents look forward to riding the rails? White says that depends.
We don't have a target date per se, but we have had conversation about 36 to 60 months. 2019, we could see passenger rail return to the Gulf Coast. And it's very possible that it could be much quicker than that. That's going to be determined somewhat by the inspection trip.
Another question to be answered is how to pay for the service. The SRC plans to double down on efforts to generate funding sources to help meet the needs that passenger fares do not cover. Those could include local and state governments, private industries and businesses, and Uncle Sam. But for Mayor Ashton Hayward, proposing any passenger rail funding plan to the Pensacola City Council remains for now in the roundhouse.
You know, if we can work with CSX and things of that nature from the government standpoint, we would look at that. But about putting dollars into this, obviously getting the station back up, getting in and rehabbing that, that'd be something that we would definitely look at. That's going to be a cost right there, obviously.
Hayward's not sure how far he'll ride on the inspection train, if at all. He says he will be there February 19th to greet the passengers. But after riding public rail transportation elsewhere in the U.S. and in Europe, he's sure of one thing.
It is fun to travel by train.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.